Our First Testament reading comes from Exodus. We are in chapter 12, and I'll be reading verses 33 through 39. You can follow along with me to hear what God is telling us today. The Egyptians urged the people to hasten their departure from the land, for they said, "We shall all be dead." So the people took their dough before it was leavened, with their kneading bowls wrapped up in their cloaks on their shoulders. The Israelites had done as Moses told them. They had asked the Egyptians for jewelry of silver and gold and for clothing, and the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they let them have what they asked. And so they plundered the Egyptians. The Israelites journeyed from Ramses to Sukkoth, about 600,000 men on foot besides the children. A mixed crowd also went with them, and livestock in great numbers, both flocks and herds. They baked the unleavened cakes of the dough that had been brought out of Egypt, and it was not leavened because they were driven out of Egypt and could not wait, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We're looking at verses 40 through 42. This is Matthew's sort of closing remarks on this teaching part of his gospel. So let us listen for the word of the Lord. And this is Jesus speaking. "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The word of the Lord. So a confession, and that was when I started working on this last sermon of this series, I was totally flummoxed. I love that word. I'm flummoxed a lot these days. I was totally flummoxed. I'd read it over and over, and I'd tried to outline it, and I'd read it through, and I'd done all my usual things. I had made notes and had gone to commentaries to read what people smarter than me had to say about it, but many of them didn't even really talk about this text, and if they did, they said, well, it's just about being nice to missionaries, having missionaries over to dinner, that sort of thing. And then I went in and looked at the Greek and the text, and there really didn't seem to be much at all in there. And I thought, surely they're trying to say something important here, that Matthew would not have closed out this teaching piece without saying something important, but for the life of me, I couldn't figure out what it was. So I did what I usually do in moments like that. I gave up and went for a walk. So maybe I could clear my head, maybe I could see something that I hadn't seen before. And as I walked, it dawned on me that I was trying to read this completely through the lens of a 21st century Presbyterian trained pastor, rather than through the lens of someone in the first century who's hearing this. And when I made that shift, what I realized that what I was looking at, what I was reading, was a word picture wrapped in a cultural container. Now, that may flummox you even more than the passage itself, but I think that if you allow me to, if you walk with me while I unpack this word picture in a cultural container, you'll understand its importance and why Matthew closes with these words. So first, the word picture. Now, the word picture, I need your help. Everybody has to help me do this, okay? The word picture is an embrace, okay? Now, many of you are by yourselves at home, and so what I want you to do is I want you to embrace yourselves, okay? Now, for those of you who have someone to embrace, feel free to take a minute. I'm going to give you a minute and embrace them. All right, got, here we go. All right, so thank you. All right, so that's the word picture. And that word picture corresponds to this word welcome. Notice how many times in this text the word welcome occurs. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one. Whoever welcomes the prophet, whoever welcomes the righteous man. In Greek, the word welcome doesn't just mean open your door and have someone over to dinner, even if it's socially distant. It literally can mean to embrace a person. And not just physically embrace a person. It means as well to embrace their message and their manner. Their message and their manner of life. That it serves as this deep and profound metaphor, that if someone welcomes someone into their home, they're welcoming in the message that person brings and the manner of life that they bring. And that's the second half of the passage. We're going to look at the second half first. So let's go back to those strange words about whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of the prophet receives a prophet's reward. What Jesus is saying here is that whoever welcomes the message of the prophet will not lose their reward. Whoever welcomes the message of the prophet receives a reward. And what's the message of a prophet? It is the love and justice of God. Read Isaiah, Jeremiah, Amos, Micah, it doesn't matter who it is. The message of the prophet is always the justice and the righteousness and the love and the mercy of God. And so whoever receives that message, is what Jesus is saying, gets their reward. And I'll talk about the reward in a minute. The same thing is true with the righteous person. It says the one who receives the righteous person receives the reward. And remember, a righteous person is someone whose manner lives out this love and justice and mercy, lives out the kindness that Cindy was talking about. And so to welcome a righteous person is to welcome, to receive, to take in, to approve of their manner of life, of living out justice and mercy and love and peace. And when people do that, when they embrace the message, when they embrace the manner of life, they receive the reward. And what's the reward for both of these, the prophet and the righteous person? It is being part of the kingdom of heaven. The reward is not getting into heaven. The reward is getting heaven into us. That when we receive this message, when we embrace this message of love and justice, when we embrace the manner of life, of love and justice, then what we receive is a place in God's amazing kingdom family. And using that as the image, then we jump back to the first part of the text. Jesus says, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. In other words, if the disciples are out there demonstrating the justice of God, the love of God, the compassion of God for all people, if someone embraces that, if someone takes that into their life, then what they're doing is they are literally embracing Christ. Because it is Christ who lives out justice and love and mercy, who sees everyone as equal, treats everyone as equal, and invites everyone equally into the kingdom. And so when people embrace our message, they embrace Christ. And when they embrace Christ, they embrace the one who sent Christ. They embrace the living God. They embrace the heartbeat of God. For the heartbeat of God is love for all the world. It is justice for all people and all humanity. And my friends, this is why this mission matters. This mission of sharing and living justice in the world. It matters because when we do it, we invite people to embrace the message and the manner of life. And when they do, they embrace Christ and they embrace the living God. And then they find themselves as part of God's heavenly kingdom. God's kingdom here on earth. And all they have to do, as it says at the end, and whoever even gives a cup of cold water in the name, meaning in the message, the embrace message of the disciples, will never lose their reward of being part of the kingdom of God. And so, my friends, this living into this mission is not just for us. It's for the world. It's for the world. Because when we proclaim it and live it, we invite all people into the power and presence of Christ and into the heartbeat of the living God. And so my challenge for you for this week goes along with Cindy's message of kindness. How can you both proclaim and live out this kingdom message such that you invite others in, that they might be one with Christ and one with the living God? Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that you have invited us into this mission. Help us as we partake of the bread and cup on this day, the bread and cup that show your poured out love for the world. Give us the courage to go out and pour that love out into the world, inviting all to come and be part of your amazing kingdom here on earth. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.